Then after Chewhart and Deming came Mr. Juran, Joseph M. Juran, also known for helping to improve Japanese quality. He directed most of his work to the executive level and field of quality management. He is widely credited for adding the human dimension to quality management. What all I have been telling is right from chapter number one. It is not my knowledge. It is taught to us by these big people. Chewhart, Deming, Juran, they have taught me. When I was a very young boy, I learned all this from these people and implemented these ideas. And so I was successful as a quality assurance manager. He pushed for the education and training again and again. Education and training. There is absolutely no option for this. And for managers, for Juran, human relations problems were the ones to isolate. Resistance to change. Or in his terms, cultural resistance was the root cause of quality issues. Yes, if I want to tell something to the people, there will be first resistance. They will argue. Cultural resistance. It's a big problem. Root cause of quality issues. In an interview published in 1997, he said, the key issues for facing managers in sales are no different than those faced by managers in other disciplines. Sales people are really getting in trouble. Sales managers want to know, how do customers perceive us? These issues are no different than those facing managers trying to improve the other fields. The systematic approaches to improvement are identical in sales and production also. There should be no reason for familiar principles of quality. Process engineering would not work in the sales process. There should be no reason our familiar principles of quality and process engineering would not work. That means they would definitely work in the sales process also. The Juran trilogy is quality planning, which we have discussed, quality control, quality improvement. Juran was one of the first to think about the cost of poor quality, which we'll elaborate hence. This was illustrated by Juran trilogy, an approach to cross-functional management, which is composed of three managerial processes, quality planning, quality control, and quality improvement. Without change, there will be a constant waste. During change, there will be increased cost. But after the improvement, margins will be higher and the increased costs get recouped. Then came Mr. Philip Crosby. He defined four absolutes of quality. Remember, quality is free. That is what he said. Quality is defined by conformance to requirements. System for causing quality is prevention and not appraisal. Appraisal means inspection. Performance standard is zero defects, not close enough. It is zero defects. Measurement of quality is the cost of non-conformance. That means if somebody makes products and I have to sort it out 100%, that is the cost of non-conformance. Then came Feigenbaum. His contributions to the quality body of knowledge include total quality control is an effective system for integrating the quality development, quality maintenance, and quality improvement efforts of the various groups and organizations so as to enable production and service at the most economical levels. The concept of hidden plant. We have a manufacturing plant and we also have a hidden plant, which is not visible, where we are doing all that repairs, salvaging, and this is lot of cost in that. So hidden plant, the idea that so much extra work is performed in correcting mistakes, that there is effectively a hidden plant. So many mistakes are there, which we have to salvage, we have to repair. And so many mistakes we are doing, excess wages also we are doing. Whatever is not required by our standard operation, we are doing excessive costs. That is all hidden plant. This idea came from Feigenbaum. his contributions to the quality body of knowledge include accountability for quality, because quality is everybody's job, it may become nobody's job. The idea that quality must be actively managed and have visibility at the highest levels of management. Concept of quality cost. In process improvement efforts, cost of quality is a means to quantify the total cost of quality-related efforts. By classifying quality-related entries from a company general ledger, management and quality practitioners can evaluate investments in quality based on quality improvement and profit enhancement. Mr. Bhajanbaum, stress the systems approach to quality. Cost of quality may be separated into cost for prevention, appraisal, failures like internal, scrap repair, and warranty costs, which we have discussed already in chapter number 1. Then came very, very famous person called Kaoru Ishikawa. True characteristics are the customer's view. Substitute characteristics of the producer's view. What a producer feels that his product is very good, they are substitute characteristics. True characteristics are the customer's view. What customer wants, that we must produce. Degree of match between them ultimately determines customer satisfaction. Very beautiful. Advocated use of 7 tools. Advance the use of quality circles. Quality first, not short-term profits. Developed cause and effect diagrams, that is Ishikawa diagram, what we say. Advocated concept of internal customer. Cross-functional management, use facts and data to make presentations. Then came Taguchi. Taguchi loss function, used to measure financial loss to society resulting from poor quality. That means if I produce bad quality, who has to suffer? Society. Society is at loss if I make poor quality. That is a concept. The philosophy of offline quality control, designing products and processes so that they are insensitive to parameters outside the design engineer's control. That means they are robust. Innovations in the statistical design of experiments, notably the use of an outer array for factors that are uncontrollable in real life but are systematically varied in the experiment. Then came Shigeo Shingo, a contributor to the fundamental concepts of Toyota production system, such as just-in-time, JIT, and pull production system. He came out from push production system, which we were doing all these days, and he introduced pull production system, which still remains a strong logical and practical basis for the lean production and lean thinking approaches. What cannot be denied is that he added two words to the Japanese and English language, pokayoke, that is mistake proofing. That means such a system which will definitely prevent mistakes, not foolproofing, which Shigeo rejected as a term. He said, don't say foolproofing, say mistake proofing. And single minute exchange of die, that is the same ED that he introduced. So again, a very big person. Quality hierarchy, inspection, quality control, quality assurance, and total quality management, which we have discussed already. The emergence of TQM, which we have discussed, first Schuhart, then Deming, then Jurang, then Crosby, Shigeo Shingo, and ultimate goal to create customer delight in each activity. TQM is a management philosophy which seeks to integrate all organizational functions, marketing, finance, design, engineering, production, customer service, etc., to focus on meeting customer needs and organizational objectives. It views organization as collection of processes. It maintains that organizations must continuously improve these processes by incorporating the knowledge and experience of workers. Knowledge and experience of workers. I have really practiced this in my life. Always believe and give importance to the knowledge and experience of workers. TQM is a method for reducing wasted efforts by involving everyone in the process of improvement. That is, improving the effectiveness of the work so that results are achieved in less time. The methods and techniques used in TQM can be applied throughout the organization. TQM needs to gain ground and become a way of life. Become a way of life in the organization. Benefits of the TQM program to the customer: greater satisfaction, great effectiveness, cost effectiveness, timely delivery, no major problems with the products and services, continuously improved product service, better customer care, treatment by the producer, customer business becomes competitive. To the producer, that is manufacturer, better productivity and quality, better profitability, satisfied customers spread word of mouth, resulting in flourishing of business, motivated and happy employees, problems are solved faster and better, good brand image, that is important, good brand image. And to the employees also, empowerment, recognition, motivation, career enhancement, everything to the employees also. That means customers gets benefit, producer gets benefit, employees get benefit. TQM principles: customer focus, we have discussed this. Leadership is essential in maintaining unity among employees to achieve interdependent goals. Leaders can form a conducive environment to work effectively inside the organization in which all employees work to achieve the organization's goal. So leadership seems to be a significant principle to total quality management. Leadership. First was customer focus, then is leadership, then is involvement of people, then involvement of people continues, process approach, which we have discussed slightly, but again we will come for this detail. Company needs to improve the process consistently to yield sound output. Then system approach to management. What is this? The International Organization for Standardization, ISO, describes this principle: identifying, understanding and managing interrelated processes as a system. All processes as a system contributes to the organization's effectiveness and efficiency in achieving the objectives. Effectiveness and efficiency, I have discussed already. So all the processes, interrelated process as a system, that should be the approach. Continual improvement, we have discussed. Factual approach to decision making, that is decision making on the basis of facts. A factual approach to decision making is another crucial principle of TQM. It eases making decisions based on information collected from data. And mutually beneficial supplier relationship. Mutual benefit, beneficial supplier relationship is another important principle of TQM. For building rapport with suppliers, it is also called reciprocity. For accomplishing the above principles, it is necessary to achieve successful internal working relations. Many times I have reiterated about internal working relationship to satisfy external customers. A process is a combination of methods, materials, manpower and machines. All processes contain inherent variability. Our approach must be to progressively reduce variation, reduce standard deviation and improving process capability and become more consistent. For accomplishing above principles, metrics must... What is the metrics? Metric means it is a synonym. Measure everything that results in customer satisfaction. Metrics is a acronym. Sorry, I used the wrong word. Metrics is an acronym. What is acronym? That is, measure everything that results in customer satisfaction. Internal quality measurement might include breach of promise, customer complaints, accidents, internal scrap repair, time loss due to non-availability of raw material, absenteeism and machine breakdowns, cost of quality, which is very high, and delayed delivery. For accomplishing the above principles, teamwork can provide real opportunity for people to work together. Teamwork. Prevention of defects is necessary. Failure modern defects analysis is one of the very effective methods for prevention of defects in design as well as process system. When TQM is implemented in an organization, it starts with setting up of teams, culture change. I explained what is culture. Culture change or the desire to satisfy customer and eliminate the existing problems permanently. Education and training. Understanding that in TQM all work is a process, problem solving process, a continuous cycle of opening our mind is to a wide range of possible solutions and problem solving, the basic role of which is quality improvement. And in TQM, what is important is ethics. Great leaders put ethics, quality, effectiveness and respect for people. Respect, very important word. Interpersonal relationship, respect for people. Great leaders put ethics, quality, effectiveness and respect for people first. And they look in the mirror often to see if their own thinking is ethical. Because if you are not ethical, there is no quality management, there is no TQM. So ethics, very important. They look in the mirror often to see if their own thinking is ethical and a cause of quality throughout the system. The evidence is ample that this approach offers a way for leaders of people and organizations to link their values to the value they provide to their system, their stakeholders and their customers. Reliable products. We have discussed reliability. Reliable products with low defects. Reflect an ethical approach. Reliable products with low defects reflect an ethical approach of management's care for its customers. That means there is, in some managements I have seen a tendency to push defective parts to the customer. That is not ethic. Ethic is reliable products with low defects to be given to the customer very, very, you know, honestly. Even if that results into some loss to the company, no defective will be pushed to the customer. Reliable products with low defects then reflects an ethical approach of management's care for its customers. Today, companies are marketing the ethical values of their products that not only meet customers' need but also provide healthcare. There is a strong correlation between quality and ethics. When leadership demonstrates its philosophy and practice of ethical behavior, it impacts the whole organization, whether in education, we have to be ethical, government, commercial enterprises. Following are the definitions of quality and ethics respectively. Quality is the standard which customers measure the goods and services that value. Ethic is the standard by which suppliers as well as customers measure their own behavior and that of institutions. Ethical managers and leaders can pay attention to the philosophy of quality and try to understand the efficiency of their system is an outcome of the causes, beginning with making ethical behavior and quality of the whole system as a core value. Russell Eckhoff used efficiency as an operational definition as doing things right. We have discussed this. Doing things right is efficiency, and doing the right things is effectiveness. What is right things? Things which customer has acceptance, customer likes, customer wants to pay it for, and doing the right things is effectiveness. Is it not effective to do the right things and also then do them right? That means we have to do right things for effectiveness. And doing things right the first time is efficiency, is quality, right? implementation of total quality management cannot be complete without the determination of ethical approach right from the top to the bottommost in the organization. Very important point for TQM. Thank you.